This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So Justin gave us the forest there, the big picture, the glass half full look at this morning's CPI. The glass half empty, as we begin looking at the inflation trees, if you will, begins with housing, which stayed stubbornly high in December. The shelter index was up 0.8% month to month and 7.5% year over year. And that is happening even with a big slowdown in the housing market, with both rents and home prices falling of late. Marketplace's Amy Scott explains what's going on there.
Quick refresher, the government measures housing inflation by looking at rent and what's called owner's equivalent rent.
What a homeowner's home might rent for if it were to be a rental.
Igor Popov is chief economist at Apartment List. Both measures in the CPI rose by 0.8% last month. But Popov says if you look at spot rents, what landlords were charging on new leases.
In our December data, rents fell nationally 0.8%. Incidentally, that's the opposite of what shelter inflation did.
He says spot rents have been falling for the past 4 months, but that's going to take a while to show up in the CPI estimates.
Because they're meant to represent what average Americans are paying for their rent, and average Americans don't renew their leases every single month.
Similarly, the lag between home prices and the CPI can be 12 to 16 months, says economist Mickey Levy at Berenberg Capital Markets. And he expects rent and owner's equivalent rent to go up a bit further in the CPI.
But then they will subside and come down fairly significantly, you know, beginning in the second half of the year.
Given how much weight shelter carries in the overall CPI, about a third, I wondered if that lag was making inflation look worse than it is. Jay Parsons is chief economist for RealPage, a real estate software and analytics firm. He says there's a live debate about that among some economists.
Bottom line is that the rental market has dramatically cooled off, and the CPI at this point is the only data set that's not reflecting that.
And it's funny, when I called Apartment List Igor Popov this morning, he reminded me that we had the inverse of this conversation almost exactly 1 year ago, when the CPI wasn't capturing the sharp increases in rent. What a difference a year can make. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.